talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, Charleston's Open Air Home Show, which is coming up April 30th and May 1st at the brand new Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which takes place every August. Well, as you can imagine, publishing Charleston Home and Design Magazine and organizing three custom home shows allows us to get to know some really fantastic local companies. And today we've got some great interviews lined up for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. And we're very proud to have Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens as one of the sponsors of the Open Air Home Show, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, happening April 30th and May 1st. At the new Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. And we'll be talking with Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. Also, we'll be talking with Ben Erdman with Mosquito Nicks. Also, David Smith with AV Lifestyles. Interior designer Bobby Joe Engleby with Domain Interiors. And also, custom builder Alan Wheeler with Coastal Design Builders. Well, I mentioned the Charleston's Open Air Home Show coming up April 30th and May 1st at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and this is our fifth year. So it's hard to imagine we've been doing this show on Daniel Island for 5 years now. And let me just quickly give you a rundown of what we have planned. Each year since we started the Charleston's only open air home show. And before I get into that, let me tell you why we do an open air home show. We are blessed with such beautiful weather here in the Charleston area. And a few years ago, we decided to expand our lineup of home shows and to add a home show in April. And we were a little bit reluctant to do that indoors because the weather's so nice outside and everybody wants to take advantage of the beautiful weather we have here in Charleston. And so we sought out an outdoor venue and settled on Volvo Car Stadium, which is formerly the Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island. And so it's a great home show. It's one of our staff's favorite of all our three home shows because the weather's usually beautiful, nice warm weather. There's always a nice breeze coming off the Wando River. It's beautiful there on Daniel Island, all of the displays are located underneath the stadium seating, and so everything is protected from the elements. It's a rain or shine event, so you can come to the show whether the weather is good or bad, because all of the displays are protected from the elements. We've got, this is our fifth year of doing the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and that takes place on Saturday, April 30th from 1 to 5 p.m., and we've got six private residences on Daniel Island that are opening up their doors to the public. The home show takes place on Saturday and Sunday, so we don't have the show isn't open on Friday, but Saturday and Sunday, it's free admission and free parking.
And if you want to go on the home tour, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, that is a separate ticket, and tickets are $20 in advance or $25 the day of the event, if we have any. And we always sell out, so you know, we're encouraging people to get their tickets early. But it's a great show. We're going to be giving away a big garage makeover package. And look for more information on DanielIslandHomeShow.com, DanielIslandHomeShow.com. Have a great weekend.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. And they're located at 1000 Johnny Dodds Boulevard, Suite 101 in the Queensboro Shopping Center next to Publix in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. How you doing, Ken?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Good. Ken, take a moment and tell everybody about Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens.
Well, Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens is a full-service outdoor lifestyle provider. We basically do everything. We're a one-stop shop. We build outdoor kitchens. We can build the structure that goes with it. We can do the pavers. We have all the different grill lines here. We got all kind of different kitchens set up in a great showroom that we have here at Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens.
So if someone is interested in really creating a fantastic outdoor living space, they can come to Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens and you folks can kind of help them from soup to nuts?
That's exactly right. We have a design team. They'll be glad to come out and look at their space, show you through what we have here at the showroom, go out to your space, meet with you, consult with you, and help you design exactly what you're looking for.
What about someone who maybe already has a good backyard, or they're not looking to, you know, put in an elaborate outdoor living space? You know, the average person, what would the average how could Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens help the average person?
Well, we can still do just the a small outdoor kitchen, just with a grill, a couple maybe accessories. We can do you know, just a fireplace, an outdoor fireplace, outdoor fire pit, basically whatever they're looking for.
Gotcha. Talk about some of the different types of equipment that Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen sells.
Well, we carry a lot of the high-end grills. We carry the Fire Magic. We carry the Alfresco. We carry Twin Eagles, Delta Heat, American Outdoor Grill, Tech. And we also carry the Big Green Egg, which is a big, big seller for us.
Gotcha. What's the what do you say to someone who might be looking to buy a grill at maybe a department store or one of the big box hardware stores?
Well, the big thing that you got to do is decide how long you want your grill to last. I mean, the grills that we're selling have a minimum of 10-year warranty on the burners to a lifetime warranty on the burners. Mm-hmm. You're going to pay more money than you're going to pay at the big box store, but it's more in the quality of what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. And how does living in the low country where we have high humidity and salty air and that kind of thing, how some of the cheaper grills, how do they hold up to our kind of environment?
Well, the less expensive grills don't hold up very well because they're not 304 stainless steel. They are stainless steel, but they're not the stainless steel. It's going to rapidly deteriorate a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And so at Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, you folks are selling the different types of merchandise really is made for the low country.
That is correct.
Okay, good deal. Well, talk about the, you mentioned the Big Green Egg. That's something that is very popular these days. Is it difficult to use?
Not at all. I mean, it's a ceramic cooker. It's used organic lump charcoal. It's great controlling temperature. It's a ceramic grill. It is this phenomenal cooker. I mean, it's just you can cook anything from best pizza oven out there. It's a good pizza oven. You can cook slow on it. You can cook fast on it. You can sear on it. It's just a great all around charcoal grill.
You know, sometimes people get home from work. They're busy. They've taken their kids to soccer and so forth, and they get home. You know, they're. It seems like, you know, just firing up the propane grill is
is something that's kind of a quick option. Is it? Can you cook on the green, the big green egg, you know, in a quick fashion?
It takes a little bit longer than the gas grill. You know, it's going to take you about 12-15 minutes to get the charcoal ready to cook on. So you're going to need a little bit more time on it. Most of the outdoor kitchens that we do, we both incorporate a gas grill and the ceramic grill.
Mm-hmm. What about the learning curve of learning to cook on a big green egg or even some of the other grills that you have here? Are there any kind of instructions or cooking classes that Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens offers?
Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens doing cooking classes right now on the big green egg. We also brought in the Memphis pellet grill. We're also doing some classes on that as well. But check our website. We have a class schedule there, and I have a celebrity chef that comes in here and does the classes for me. And right now we're doing them on every other Saturday, and it's a great opportunity.
Who's the celebrity chef?
Jack Wayborn.
Okay, yeah. Okay. He's appeared on American Pitmasters, right?
He's the runner-up on American Grill, and he's also does a lot of celebrity or championship barbecue.
Very nice, very nice. And he, we're lucky to have Jack Wayborn living right here in the Low Country, and he does a lot of work with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, right?
Yes, he does.
Talk about the we've got the Charleston's only open air home show, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, coming up April 30th and May 1st at the brand new Volvo Cars Stadium on Daniel Island, and we're very proud to have Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens involved as a sponsor. What do you plan to have on display?
We're going to basically have a bunch of our outdoor kitchens out there. We're going to take a lot of our grills, and we're also going to probably be doing some cooking out there. And so we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time, and it's a great opportunity to come and look around and see not only outdoor kitchens, but a lot of stuff to do with the remodeling and home building.
Mm-hmm. And on Saturday evening, April 30th, we have a big party. It's open to the public. It's free admission for the home show during the day and also for the party. And then if you want to drink beer or wine, we sell wristbands for only $5 a piece, so it's a great deal. And last year, Ken, how many Boston Butts did Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens serve to the public?
We cooked 7 Boston Butts that day, and in an hour and a half, we went through all 7 of them.
Oh my goodness! And the Boston Butt is to describe what that is?
It's basically a pork shoulder, basically, that you've got, and you cook it for about 8 to 10 hours, and it just falls apart and makes a great barbecue.
That's the pulled pork. That everyone's familiar with. And there was a couple hundred people that Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens was serving that night.
That was a great time. Look forward to it again this year.
Oh, good. Well, how can talk about the process a little bit? Like, if someone maybe has a wish list of what they want in their backyard, what's the first step they should take as far as coming to Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens?
First step is making contact with us, coming in here and looking at our showroom. We will kind of go through some different availabilities of things that you can think about. Then we'll come to your house. Go through that process, do the design work for you, and basically come up with a design that everybody's happy with, and then go build it and make thing you know you're cooking on it.
Do you ever have any homeowners that kind of create their outdoor space in phases so that it's not all...
Yes,
they don't have the budget to do it all at once?
Yeah, we have a lot of people that will go ahead and put the pavers down, may go ahead and want to put a structure where the kitchen will eventually go under. We can do that. They may also go ahead and do their fire pit or fireplace outside. So, yes, we can do it in multiple phases, or we can do it all at one time.
All right. Well, how can folks get more information about Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens?
Well, they can stop by our showroom at 1000 Johnny Dodds Boulevard, right next to Publix in the Queensboro Shopping Center here in Mount Pleasant, or they can call us at 843-216-0006. Or go to our website and contact us through that. And it's palmettooutdoorkitchens.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. And thanks to Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens for hosting today's radio show. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, and we're very proud to have Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens as one of the sponsors of Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, coming up April 30th and May 1st at the brand-new Volvo Cars Stadium on Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Ben Erdman with Mosquito Nicks. How you doing, Ben?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Ben, take a moment and tell everybody about Mosquito Nicks.
Yeah, Mosquito Nicks is the national leader in mosquito control. Here in Charleston, we're locally owned and operated. We have a strong support system, and with our strong support system, we're able to provide customers with an exceptional customer service experience and also with customized mosquito control solutions.
How does Mosquito Nicks help homeowners control mosquitoes?
Yeah, so we have two forms of control. There's more of a permanent solution, more of a temporary solution. So you have two options. You can do a backpack fog, or you can do a mosquito misting system. Mm-hmm. The mosquito misting system is more of the permanent, because with the backpack fogging, the temporary solution, with rain and dew on the ground, it more so dilutes the solution, so it doesn't make it so effective.
So if you're having a party or a one-time event, you could call Mosquito Nicks and you folks will come out with a fogging machine, backpack fogger?
Yeah, so the fogging is more for like an immediate knockdown, but for a homeowner or even some businesses, or say they have courtyard areas, you know, there's areas that they want protected all the time. And so that's more what the misting system is. But like if somebody has a wedding, or you know a friend that is having a wedding, yeah, you can give us a call and we'll be glad to do a quick nix treatment for you. And that's mm-hmm. what we call it. Instead of the backpack fog, we call them a quick nix, because mm-hmm. We just come out there quickly. It takes about 30 minutes and we do the fogging treatment. So that's that. And the misting system, it runs automatically by itself. We call it the automatic mosquito control solution. And also, you get a remote with it. So it's like a smaller scale of an irrigation system, acts like a barrier, like a dog fence, like an invisible dog fence for mosquitoes. But so they have a remote control. They can spray on demand as well.
Talk about the misting system. Is there a place where you store the solution that you need to have room for at your house? And and how does the mosquito misting, the liquid, run to all the different misters throughout your yard?
Right. So we place a drum normally near the HVAC system. And on top of that drum, there's a control unit to where we program and put all the settings in to where it runs automatic. And then we run a tough, high-performance nylon tubing throughout the perimeter of your property. Mm-hmm. And so that drum is where we put the solution in. The solution we use is more of a natural product, derived from a chrysanthemum flower, so people are worried about the safety factor there. Also, that solution, the same thing that's in flea and tick shampoo for dogs, has it as well. Mm-hmm. And so that's a little bit about the benefit. But how we operate the system is we set the drum, run the tubing around the perimeter of the property, because we want to attack the perimeter to where no mosquitoes can get in, nor fleas, ticks, things of that nature. And so it's connected to the unit. We connect nozzles in different places to that tubing. And the nozzles are above ground with a copper riser. The reason why we use a copper riser is because copper camouflages real well after a month. And so if you can imagine, you're in your backyard, we put a drum by your HVAC, and then we run the tubing to set a perimeter around the yard and with nozzles. And the nozzle is about every 10 feet. Mm. So you'll be getting coverage for about every 10 feet.
So just like you mentioned, a person's irrigation system where you have the tubes underground and there's different sprinkler heads that they're attached to with the Mosquito Nicks misting system. That there's tubing, smaller tubing, but it's above ground. And that's attached to different nozzles, and it sprays a fine mist. How often does it go off, on a daily or weekly basis?
Yeah, it goes off 3 times a day for 45 seconds, and normally at dusk and dawn, and sometime in between there. Also, I meant to tell you that our nozzles that we use are a nickel-plated stainless steel nozzle. And so it does disperse a fine mist. You know, I don't know if anybody's ever been to an amusement park and went through like a misting station just to cool themselves off. Mm-hmm. It's really the same concept. And the tubing is a much smaller than an irrigation piping. But we can attach the tubing and nozzle to anything, like a fence. And also we attach it to a riser if it's above ground. Mm. So
I was going to ask, most people wouldn't want to see a system like this. Is it easy to conceal?
Absolutely, yeah. So after doing this for about 12 years, we make it look really aesthetically pleasing to where you will hardly even notice mm-hmm. people having a system in their backyard. And a lot of people have really liked that and raved about how our installation team really does a good job on that.
And big question, does the Mosquito Nix misting system really work?
Absolutely. We guarantee that we tell customers that, hey, if it doesn't work, I'm going to give you every penny back. And I've been in the business for 4 years. The business has been in existence for over 12. And we've honestly never had to give anybody money back. And our business is constantly growing. We're constantly hiring new employees. And if this system wasn't working, then I wouldn't be able to do that. And so there's kind of proof there that it is working. And also the EPA has partnered with us to help create, so we can have great solutions that don't harm the environment, but yet get the job done. And so we have a lot of people partnering with us who believe in our product as well. Mm-hmm. So not just our customers. So it's an exciting piece of technology.
A few months ago, I interviewed you on the radio show, and it was just when the Zika virus was starting to hit the news, and you mentioned the Zika virus, and I was thinking at the time, that's not going to bother us. That's down in Brazil. I mean, we're far north of there in Charleston, but all of a sudden we've been hearing a lot of news about the Zika virus being in the United States. And what are some of the health benefits having a Mosquito Nix system?
Yeah, so Zika's been a huge player for us this year. People are concerned, and they should be. It's not as bad here in Charleston, but yet people want to take caution and act now to be protected. And so, you know, mosquitoes carry a lot of things, mm-hmm. and it's not just Zika. But what our solution does is it destroys the breeding cycle of mosquitoes on your property. It repels them, and so, you know, not just repelling, but kills them. And so if you can imagine a no mosquito zone in your backyard, then that pretty much is saying a no Zika zone wherever you're at. And especially for pregnant mothers or people who are expecting, it's something to really consider and think about, because that is the big concern with Zika and where they target. And so that's the benefit of it. It repels them, kills them, keeps them away to where you know, prevent you from getting Zika. Also, mosquitoes carry a lot more other things. And if you ever want to know more, just Google, what does a mosquito carry? Mm-hmm. You can learn a lot from it. It's kind of disgusting if you think about it. I mean, because they're jumping from animal to people to, you know. So there's a lot of health things that we can get into, but to save time, you know,
well,
just Google it.
You know, we live in a beautiful place, and you know, in the summertime, most of the months that we can live outdoors, mosquitoes are going to be living with us also. And like as soon as it starts to get really warm, we like shaded areas in our backyard, and that's exactly where the mosquitoes like to hang out, is in the shaded areas, not the sunny areas. And
right.
So, you know, you're going to be a prisoner inside your house unless you take some steps to control the mosquitoes outside of your house. And once you do that, it's amazing. It's a liberating feeling to be able to know that you can just walk outside and not worry about your kids getting a mosquito bite or more, you getting attacked and so forth. So, but it's almost, you know, just like heating and air conditioning is a necessity today, having a mosquito system, a permanently installed system in your house is becoming a necessity because we do so much living outdoors.
Yeah, it's kind of unbelievable. You know, when I started in this business, it used to be our season was only 9 months. Now it's realistically become a 12-month season with these weather changes. I mean, at Christmas time, it was 80 degrees. And so it is become a necessity, and that's kind of what we're kind of educating people on that and just telling them, hey, as much as you need HVAC, you do need, especially for the people who are building new homes, you know, like put it in now. You can just tag it along in your mortgage and that way you don't have to worry about it. But it is becoming a necessity. I actually spoke with builders, and I'm sorry, I know I'm probably running on time, but I spoke to a group of builders and I just kind of told them, I was like, you know, I think there's one area that you're really lacking and not focusing on. You do such a good job with inside, and you know, the outdoor landscapers do a good job, but there's just one piece that, you know, can really make a home special. You know, imagine when a person would be selling their home and say, hey, I've got a mosquito-free property. Mm-hmm. Or even somebody's renting a home, you're renting a mosquito-free property. The value of that home goes up, but what the one thing they're missing is the mosquito misting system, mm-hmm. and that they can be protected from fleas, ticks, no-see-ums. And all those things are things that spiders eat. And so you're killing the food source for a spider. And so you're not going to see as many spiders around your property. And then, of course, the mosquito, the annoying, nasty, pesty little insect. So
What's an average system generally cost?
Yeah, average system costs $3,500.
Not bad.
Just to install. And then depending on how many nozzles you have, that's how much your service is going to cost.
Gotcha. So it's $3,500. That's an upfront cost. And then on an annual basis thereafter?
Yeah. really, that depends on how many knowledge. I mean, you're going to look anywhere from the smallest of yard in downtown Charleston, you're going to look at $72 a month. And then the largest property we have is a barn, and they pay, you know, they have a little over 300 nozzles. They pay $500. And so mm-hmm. average cost, you're looking at about $99 to $150.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about mosquito nicks?
Yes, you can call me direct. Call me personally, 843-566-4261, 843-566-4261. The best resource for information is our website. That's mosquitonicks.com. Or mosquitonickscharleston.com, either or. And just reach us there. Put your info in there. There's a tab you can go to get more info, or you'd like to get a quote for service. You can do it there on the website. That's mosquitonickscharleston.com. And Nix is N-I-X.
All right. We've been talking with Ben Erdman with Mosquito Nicks. Thanks, Ben. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, located at 1000 Johnny Dodds Boulevard, and that's right next to Publix in Mount Pleasant in the Queensboro Shopping Center. And we're very proud to have Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens as one of the sponsors of Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, coming up April 30th and May 1st at the brand-new Volvo Cars Stadium on Daniel Island. And now we're talking with David Smith with AV Lifestyles. How you doing, David?
I'm good. I'm getting a little hungry. They got the chicken on the big green egg out there. So, you know,
yes.
Stick around a little longer and dive into a little bit of that.
Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen's definitely taking care of us today.
Most definitely.
David, take a moment and tell everybody about AV Lifestyles.
AV Lifestyles, we are an audio-video control system. You know, a turnkey service for the builder, the architect, or the homeowner. We don't work with just one person. So, you know, depending on what it is you're wanting for your house, we have a solution.
Gotcha. Now, what when you say audio video, describe some of the tangible things that you can help homeowners with put into their house to make their lives more enjoyable.
You know, the audio system throughout the house. We're at outdoor show here, so you know, we do outdoor solutions, outdoor TVs, outdoor speakers. We also, you know, speakers throughout the entire home, bedrooms, dining rooms, kitchens, as well as video solutions. You know, I mean, we're direct with Sony, so we provide Sony products, selling televisions, as well as other manufacturers, but we really like what Sony has to offer right now. You know, it's one of those things where anything to do with home electronics, we have a solution for.
All right, very good. And do you have to be building a a brand new mansion on Kiowa Island to work with AV Lifestyles?
Absolutely.
Or what if the homeowner has an existing house and they're looking to maybe retrofit some things?
We definitely work with people in all stages of the house, whether it's just, you know, doing a simple upgrade to the system that you had installed 5 years ago. You know, technology does change rather drastically anymore. But it doesn't matter if you're building a home, remodeling, or just upgrading. We have something for that discerning homeowner.
Do you have to tear out the sheetrock in order to run the wires and everything?
In some instances, yes. That's kind of a loaded question you just asked me there. Mm-hmm. For your house, yes, we have to tear everything apart and start over. There are some wireless technologies. There are things that we need to get key wires to. So each project is different. We come out to the home, we take a look, meet with the homeowner, and help them find the right solution for their problem.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, right. It changes. Each home is different, and it unfortunately, there's not one answer that can just blanket that whole question because there are so many variables.
What I understand, AV Lifestyles, you folks have got a brand new showroom. So your AV Lifestyles, you're used to going on to the job site and talking with people, and now they can come to AV Lifestyles. And what will they experience when they go visit the AV Lifestyle showroom?
Well, yeah, we put a lot of thought into it over the last few years as far as the whole meeting process. You know, contractors or homeowners tend to push us to the side. Yeah, everyone knows that they want some audio or some video in their house, cable television, internet, what have you. However, we're kind of forgotten about until the last moment. So it's always, all right, get in here, let's figure out a solution real quick. And then there's the bidding process, you know. So what we've done is we've designed a showroom around making that whole process simple.
Mm-hmm.
When you're getting ready to build a new house, you go to, I don't want to start naming people or businesses around here because Charleston Home and Design works with so many people, so I don't want to show a little favoritism there. Have my favorites, and I'm sure you do too. Mm-hmm. But you know, you go and pick your plumbing fixtures. You go and pick your lighting fixtures. However, we've always gotten overlooked. So what we're encouraging homeowners, builders, architects, everybody to do, even interior designers, bring the homeowners to our showroom immediately.
Mm-hmm.
During that design phase when you first started thinking about the house, because we have a solution for you. We sit down, kind of decide what it is that you want, and then you can go into the showroom and actually play with some of the products, whether picking out new speakers, new TVs, understanding what surround sound is versus an Atmos surround sound. You know, we've done a showroom to help educate everyone involved. You know, it's one of these situations where you use our product every single day in your home.
Gotcha. And you're going to be able to walk them through all the myriad of options,
right,
at the AV Lifestyle showroom?
Yes, we can definitely do that, as well as, you know, we can walk them through that. However, we have new software in place that allows them to kind of dictate what their own budget is, take the power out of our hands and put it into the homeowner's hand, letting them, you know, massage their budget how they see fit. You know, speakers might not be important for me, but they're important for customer A. TVs might be more important for customer B. So, you know, it's one of these things I can only guess and use my best judgment of what a homeowner wants. However, if I can put the tools in their hands and let them basically build their whole project with what they want,
mm-hmm,
and letting them see how it affects the bottom line on the spot in real time, it's just a more powerful tool for everybody involved.
Nice. What are some of the items that you find your the customers of AV Lifestyles putting on their wish list when it comes to audio video?
More control than anything. People want to control more elements of their home. And, you know, it's one of these things. Technology is supposed to make our life simple. However, everybody has an app for it. So what we do is we work with Savant and Control 4, and that is one app that can control many elements of your home. So instead of having a music or an app for your music, an app for your lights, an app for your thermostat, we put a control system in there, and now everything is in one app, very easy to use interface. That just simplifies your life, you know, kind of anticipates what your needs are.
You're able to control everything, the audio, video, technology in your house with your smartphone.
Your audio, video, your lighting, your thermostats, every single element of the home, with electronics and some other things as well. I wish I could find out how to control spouses and children. I'd be a very wealthy man, but and I'm sure I could sell that to just about everybody listening to this. So, you know, with that said, yeah, we control the technology that's in the home and just make it easy. One location to access everything.
Listening to music, being able to listen to music throughout the house, I'm sure that's a biggie on people's list. Home theaters?
Yes, we do custom one-off theaters, you know, sit down with one of our designers and, you know, we'll go through and design a room for you. I mean, we've done theaters as much as $150,000, $200,000. So we've got a wide spectrum of what we can do as far as that goes.
And do you have to have a dedicated media room to have a home theater, or can you have a
home theater system, a surround sound system in a media room, in a living room or family room, without doing the dedicated home theater. There are two distinct different things. A dedicated home theater, you know, you've got the home theater chairs, you've got the big movie screen, you've got the curtains, you've got all the decor. But most people, they won't surround sound. They want that movie-like experience watching, you know, Carolina or Clemson play on a Saturday afternoon, or, you know, watching a movie with the family in the evenings. Mm-hmm. That's where people want the surround sound effect.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And what about, like, what do you say to people who are thinking about maybe just going to one of the big box stores to buy their televisions and surround sound system, that kind of thing?
They're driven, from my experience, is one of the big box stores, they're driven off of promotions that the manufacturer is pushing for them. Whether it's, hey, whichever salesman sells the most brand X TVs this month gets one for free. We're not that way. We do our research. We do our own testing in-house to make sure we're providing a good product that gives good customer service to us, so that we can in turn give good customer service to our customers. You know, there's a lot of people out there selling things that, yeah, it's for price, but the customer service falls by the wayside on the back end. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for us, customer service is key. So we use products that we know we're going to have good customer service. Mm-hmm. I'm sure everybody loves dealing with Comcast. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a big box store. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the type of customer service you can expect from other places. Mm-hmm. Versus, you know, that more Apple store experience.
Right.
So, you know, it boils down to customer service is what is the driving factor for us on products that we choose to sell.
Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about AV Lifestyles?
Pretty easily. MyAVLife.com. Again, MyAVLife.com. Or 843-277-0059. And if you'd like to come in and check out the showroom, please feel free to give us a call and set up an appointment.
And where's the showroom located?
It's in West Ashley, right off of 526 Executive Hall Road. So pretty centrally located for people coming from Kiowa or the Mount Pleasant side. Pretty much there in the middle of the city.
Okay. Well, we have been talking with David Smith with AV Lifestyles. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, located at 1000 Johnny Dodds Boulevard in Mount Pleasant, right next to the Publix. And right out in front of that is the Chick-fil-A location, which is very, very popular. Everyone knows where that is. And now we're talking with Bobby Joe Engleby with Domain Interiors. How you doing, Bobby Joe?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. Bobby Joe, take a moment and tell everybody about Domain Interiors.
Domain Interiors is a full-service interior design showroom, and we're located at 652 Coleman Boulevard across from Moultrie Middle School in the Farmers Market. And we have been in Mount Pleasant for 3 years now.
Gotcha. Bobby Joe, you are an interior designer. How do you help homeowners as an interior designer?
Well, people can walk into our showroom and they can kind of get a feel for the aesthetic or the look that we have. We like lots of neutrals with pops of bright colors. We love art. We love unique pieces. I love gold, so there's a lot of gold in the showroom. And people can walk in and see that. You can look at our website, and you can also come by, or we can come out and do an in-home consultation, and we charge by the hour for that. Sometimes people just need an hour or two just to kind of put their thoughts together about what they want to do with their home, and or we come in and we help people do entire rooms or entire homes.
Gotcha. You know, anybody who has ever worked with an interior designer in the past, when they have a project that comes up, there's no question they always decide to work with an interior designer on that new project. Why do you think that is? It's almost like the people who have worked with an interior designer, they know something that people who have never worked with an interior designer know.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because that happens with us a lot. People have made costly mistakes. They bought things that they couldn't use, or they realized later that they didn't like, or really it wasn't really what they wanted. And by hiring a designer, they can help curate everything and help them make the best decisions and save. And it usually ends up saving you money in the long run.
Mm-hmm. I kind of compare it to, you know, when you go and get your hair done or your hair cut if you're a guy, and you know, and then people give you a compliment and nice haircut. You take credit for it. You say, oh, thank you, like you had something to do with it, you know.
Right.
You're just sitting in the chair, and the stylist is the one that did all the heavy lifting. That's kind of like what it is when you hire an interior designer. Your friends, your family, when they come to visit your home, they're going to be giving you compliments, and you, of course, you accept them. But it's the interior designer who's helped to create that nice look.
Yes, and we work with a lot of people that already have great things or great pieces, and they have great taste, and sometimes it's just all honing it together. We've been offering an hourly interior styling service that has been very popular. So we come into someone's home and we either have visited before and have photos, or we take, you can send us pictures or come in and show us on your iPad or iPhone, and we can help pull some items from our showroom. We bring them out to your house. We use as many of your pieces as we can or you want to use, and we can make a fireplace mantle, bookcases, coffee tables, dining room buffets. We can style those and make them have that real polished magazine look, you know, like they're being photographed for a magazine. Mm-hmm. Look.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of that, when you look through some of the national shelter magazines and even Charles and Home and Design magazine, especially with the like Architectural Digest magazine and so forth, any one of those rooms that you've seen in these national publications, they have always used an interior designer. And you know, we just really, really recommend people use an interior designer, so much so that we created a new website called tryaninteriordesigner.com, and it's a local website, has local interior designers that we feature, and you can search by room, get inspiration for a living room or a bedroom. It's all divided out that way, or by the interior designer. And we're very, very proud to have Bobby Joe Engleby of Domain Interiors as one of the interior designers on tryaninteriordesigner.com. So thanks for being a part of that.
Thank you.
Bobby Joe, you are part of the Charleston Symphony Orchestra's Designer Show House. Talk about what you're doing with that.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the house this year. There's some amazing designers working on it. The home flows beautifully. It is located at 156 Wentworth Avenue, I think it is, and that's on the corner of Rutledge and Wentworth, mm-hmm. downtown Charleston, the historic district. And the money from the show house raised helps the Charleston Symphony Orchestra League make they make donations to the scholarship fund for young musicians and other things for the symphony. So it's a really good program. It raises a lot of money. It's a beautiful old Charleston single home, very elegant, beautiful courtyard, and we are doing the dining room in that house this year. And I was just there right before I got here, and we're hanging window treatments. It's all, everything's getting all put together. I highly recommend people going to see this. Can't remember how much the tickets are, but they all the money raised does go to the scholarship fund. Mm-hmm. And you get to tour the house. They have a cafe there. You can have lunch. They have a boutique. They have a designer sales room. And most of the stuff in the house that the designers bring and display, for instance, my dining room table, I had it locally made. The top is locally made. It's just gorgeous. It's for sale. Mm-hmm. And then a portion of that goes back to the symphony as well. And it's a great way to just see a beautiful old home in Charleston that you probably never, it's a private residence, so you'll never, may never be able to get inside it again. And you can just get a good taste of all the different talents we have here in, mm-hmm. in Charleston.
Yeah, because there's a number of interior designers. Each of you yeah. gets a certain space.
Exactly.
Right?
We usually each room has its own designer.
Mm-hmm. Very nice, very nice. And talk about the Domain Interior Showroom. What's anything new in the Domain Interior Showroom?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of our new spring arrivals. Lots of bright colors coming in, accessories, things you can use outside as well on the patio, some beautiful hurricane candle holders and some baskets and lots of vibrant colors. And we even have these, I think these are going to go really quickly. We have these, they look like sweetgrass baskets, but they also have some like cobalt blue grass woven through it. They're just really pretty. Getting a lot of compliments on those. So just getting freshened up for spring and mm-hmm. lots of new inventory.
Yeah, and the items that you see at Domain Interiors, these are not things that you're going to necessarily see when you visit your neighbor's house down the street or something like that. These are very unique items.
Right. I try to buy things that aren't in other stores in town that, to the best of my knowledge. Mm-hmm. So we try to be a little different and a little unique, like you said, because our customers like to know that their next-door neighbor isn't going to have the same thing
mm-hmm.
they have.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, and what about being at Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens? We've been talking a lot about outdoor living. How can Domain Interiors help homeowners with outdoor living?
Well, we can source outdoor furniture for people. I don't carry it currently due to space limitations, but we often help people with their decorating of their outdoor space, whether it's space planning, color selections. We help people to freshen up their cushions and so forth. Sometimes you don't need to throw away your old cushions. You can just make new cushion covers out of a sunbrella type fabric. We have outdoor pillows. We have outdoor candles and candle holders and trays and things like that you can use to really bring the inside outside.
Mm-hmm. And have to thank Bobby Joe Angleby of Domain Interiors. You have been instrumental in helping Charleston Home and Design magazine with not one but two different covers. And last spring 2015, you helped us get in touch with the Wyatt Durrett, who is the songwriter for the Zac Brown Band, right?
Yes.
And then this year, and of course, Bobby, Joe, you helped Wyatt with their house on Isle of Palms.
Yes.
That was your role.
Right.
And this year, you helped put us in touch with former Hill Street Blues actor and NFL player Ed Marinaro.
Yes, correct.
People, I'm sure, can remember him from Hill Street Blues days, and you helped design his house as well.
Yes, I worked with Ed and his wife Tracy, and it was a great project because their home is absolutely gorgeous on Daniel Island, and I guess everyone's going to get to see that in the upcoming issue.
Yes.
And it's kind of got a coastal yet modern flair, and you can see some of their LA style coming through. And we worked on their dining room, their master bedroom, the living area, and his own home office.
Very nice, very nice. Well, thank you very much for hooking us up with Ed Marinaro, and definitely look for Ed and his wife on the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine, which will be out right at the beginning of April. You'll be able to see that. I'm sure it's going to be one of our most popular issues out there. But tell everybody how they can get more information about Domain Interiors.
Well, the best thing to do is stop by and see us if you can. We're at 652 Coleman Boulevard across from Moultrie Middle. And we're just kind of kitty corner from that farmer's market that'll be starting soon. And our phone number is 843-388-0328. And we have a website that is www.domainmtp.com. And we also are on Facebook and Instagram.
So that's Domain
MTP,
as in short for Mount Pleasant.
MountPleasant.com, gotcha. Yeah.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Bobby Joe Engleby with Domain Interiors. Thanks, Bobby Joe.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, located at 1000 Johnny Dodds Boulevard, right next to Publix. And you turn right where the Chick-fil-A restaurant is out near Johnny Dodds. And now we're talking with Alan Wheeler with Coastal Design Builders. How you doing, Alan?
Well, just great, Tim.
Good. Alan, take a moment and tell everybody about Coastal Design Builders.
Coastal Design Builders is a design build firm. we do custom homes, remodeling, including additions, kitchens, master baths. And as a design build firm, we can design to a homeowner's budget. Where sometimes that is not workable with other design situations. So, and then the other element is after design and then perhaps doing the project, building the addition, building the custom house, we go with our homeowners to the stores to help them pull out choices for countertops, cabinets, lighting, all the elements that are on the finish list called allowances.
Very good.
Yeah.
What does design build mean?
Well, typically a builder will have a state license, as I do. And builders that are saying they're residential builders would meet a homeowner and say, oh, you want an addition. Can I see the plans, please? Mm-hmm. And the homeowner may have gone to a designer or an architect and can show them plans. And all they really want to do is build. And they'll provide a price. But I'm finding now that so many people have been dreaming about something for a couple of years and haven't thought about contacting an architect. And so they're saying, Alan, come down, take a look, and I'll walk around and see where they want their sunroom, we'll say. And then they'll say, well, how do we do this? And I say, well, do you have an architect who's going to design it? And they'll say no. And I said, well, okay, I can design to your budget. So that instead of being just the builder, I can help with the design of any project for a homeowner.
Okay. Coastal Design Builders, do you folks have like a certain kind of software that helps the homeowner envision what the design will look like?
Yes. We have a CAD program. And what's nice about that is that it's three-dimensional. There are like AutoCAD, at least the older versions, are two-dimensional, a floor plan, and then an elevation, which is of a wall. But what homeowners are really appreciating is after a sunroom is designed or a custom house, we can do a walkthrough even before pricing, just so they can see the kitchen and all the rooms and get a feel for what it looks like, because we can put in cabinets, entertainment centers, fireplaces, whatever is needed. People are having a hard time with the visual if they can't see it. So that CAD program is, I had no idea it would be so helpful to the homeowner, but it is.
And if a homeowner already has a set of plans, or if they purchase some plans online or something, that's Coastal Design Builders, you can work with those folks as well.
Oh, yes. If they have a set of plans from an architect, sure, can work with that, no problem. Another is homeowners will have one or two plans, let's say of a custom house, and they want to make some changes, but it's not changing the whole thing. Then I can make the minor changes for them as well. So no changes, minor changes, or a complete from scratch project.
That's great. How long has Coastal Design Builders been in Charleston?
Since 06, as a contractor, I've been in the business for 30 years. I was in Greensboro, North Carolina for a long time before coming here. So, yeah, I've been in the area since 06.
Gotcha. And Coastal Design Builders, you folks, can help homeowners build new houses and then also do renovations. And what kinds of projects is Coastal Design Builders working on these days?
Well, I just finished a house off Dorchester in Somerville. The homeowners moved in December 31st, Christmas present. I'm halfway through a house now that is down in Poplar Grove subdivision. I'm doing a design for a house on James Island. I'm going to be doing another design for another home in Poplar Grove. I've got another homeowner for Mount Pleasant. They have a lot, and I'm just getting details for them. Mm-hmm. So those are the houses. And then in West Ashley, I've got an addition to do, probably starting in the next 30 days. And I'm designing a kitchen for a woman. Mm-hmm. And have two other remodeling designs.
Wow, you got your hands full.
I have my hands full.
And are you, like a lot of local companies, are you hiring these days?
Yes, I am hiring. I realize now that all of a sudden Charleston is booming. Talk to my builder friends. Some of them are actually booked out till next year. I'm not completely booked this year. I do have some openings, but I do need, I'm looking for a superintendent actually right now to help with some of the workload. So it's a good situation.
Yeah, good problem to have, right?
Yeah.
What advice would you give a homeowner that's thinking about building a new house or maybe remodeling their house?
Well, if I meet 10 homeowners, 8 say they've never built or remodeled before. And what do we do? And I said, well, if you're building a house, do you have a lot? If they do, fine. But if they have not, then I'll offer to help them buy a lot, because where the sun is, if it's in a flood zone, there are so many things that affect the purchase of a lot. So I would be happy to help them with that. And then they just want to know ballpark costs. So I talk about materials. Is it hardy board? Is it brick? Is it stone? Metal roof or not? So I can help them right away feel less concerned about the project. Mm-hmm. With offering some, have you thought about this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about Coastal Design Builders?
Well, my phone number is 843-300-9383, and my website is www.coastaldesignbuilders.com.
Coastaldesignbuilders.com. All right. Great. Well, we have been talking with Alan Wheeler with Coastal Design Builders. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Tim.
I'm talking about a home. Talking about me and you, the things we'll do or say to home. I'm not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man. I say to home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.